Good afternoon. Here is the regional news presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, the nutritive and therapeutic values of vegetables send many to the markets in the north region at this point in time, thus causing the traders to experience a boom. The choice of cartoons for children remain a major preoccupation to a good number of parents in the west region in a bid to ensure the proper upbringing of their offsprings. In the meantime, the plight of persons with disabilities in the far north region is gradually being taken care of following the training of trainers in the domain. Those were our lead stories, and now the regional news in full. The sale of vegetables, particularly carrots, has increased exponentially in most markets in Garua. Vendors are making brisk business and inhabitants are also purchasing as much as they can, mainly because of its health benefits. Maimuna Njoya tells us more in the following report.
One does not need to be told. They are visible on most stalls.
Maintenant, c'est la saison de carottes, quand même c'est moins cher.
Chupo Daniel is a trader at the Yelwa main market in Garua who attests that this is the peak season for carrots and everyone can buy them irrespective of their purchasing power.
200 francs, il y en a pour 50 quand même.
200, 100 and even 50 francs to get fresh, sweet and crunchy carrots. Some of them come from Gaoundéré and Maroua, as he explains.
On prend le carotte maintenant en Gaoundéré, Maroua. Il y en a pour Garoua, mais sauf à mois de février, ça va entrer.
Carrots come in different shapes and sizes, but the most important part of it is that they are a source of vitamins and minerals, but also help in the prevention of some cancer types and regulate blood pressure. Carrots also help for the eyes and the skin and can be eaten at all times and in different ways, raw or cooked. From the North Regional Station in Garua, Maimuna Joya for the Regional News.
And from the North Regional Station, we take you to the Northwest Region, where those who shop from markets in Bamenda are reporting about a disturbing phenomenon whereby pickpocketers make away with buyers' shopping bags filled with groceries and other food items. Mercy Kosi completes that story.
If you happen to visit markets in Bamenda, some of the people you'd find returning home with huge bags of items might not have spent a franc to buy them. Many people have been victims to sneak thieves who walk into shops claiming to be customers. Meanwhile, they are monitoring to see who the easy prey is.
I bought things during this second term reopening, kept in the shop, went to pick up other things from the market. One woman entered, and the person that I kept the things in her store, on coming back, she told me the woman came to buy, and she ended up not buying, but carrying my things away. I was just traumatized.
In some scenarios, they go around with wheelbarrows, offering to carry buyers' luggages at a fee, but before arriving their destinations, they realize the scammers have disappeared with their bags.
I went to the market and I bought plantain. The truck man that carried the plantain, he was trying to escape with the plantain, so I had to run. And when I met the guy, I caught him. And even we wanted to exchange. Up to the point, I had to give him some boxes, you know. Like, come back, give my plantain. He was pretending, saying that, oh, he never heard where I was going to.
My went to the market to get groceries for the house. After buying things worth 100,000 francs and put them in a truck. The truck man was an elderly man of above 50 to 60 years, and then they were going out of the market or had to get a taxi back home. And in the course of moving, the man just disappeared with the luggage inside the population, and she looked for the man from one end of the market to the other. She did not find the man.
Vigilance has been prescribed as a way out of such nasty experiences that result in people spending huge sums of money to buy personal and household items only to lose them to unconscionable individuals in the space of no time. Mercy Kosi for the regional news in Bamenda.
We continue our ride of the regional news to next door Center region, where there has been reported cases of fire incidents in the Center region and beyond recently. Experts in the domain attribute the causes to poor electrical connection and negligence. Our reporter Anne Omeko caught up with the commander of the 10th Fire and Rescue Battalion, Lieutenant Colonel Tuntu Leonard, to throw more light on the causes and prevention. Her report.
Recurrent fire outbreaks in markets as well as public and private places remains a preoccupying situation with many causes. Lieutenant Colonel Tutu Leonard is the commander of the 10th Fire and Rescue Battalion in Yaoundé.
Someone who either forgets the pot on the fire, or you finish cooking in the kitchen and you forget to lock your gas bottle. The gas flows. Avoid putting on light. This spark, generally there is an explosion. Nowadays, we use electrical appliances which are of poor quality. If you leave your office and forget the fan can turn cables heat and there is fire. It is very dangerous to use candles at home, especially in the evening. Burns, melts, and can either fall on your mattress or on your bed sheets, and before you know it, there is fire everywhere in your room.
However, it is a very possible to prevent most fire outbreaks. Lieutenant Colonel Tutu Leonard once more.
You either use torches that use batteries, or there are these rechargeable lamps. When leaving the office, you make sure you shut down everything in the office. Those who have centralized meters can even shut down the meter before going back home, such that if there is any situation linked to fire, it would even reduce the rate at which the fire spread in the building. Always remember to lock your gas bottle. And in case you forget and you come home, you have the scent of gas in your house, do not put on the light. Do not light any candle or lighters to check whatsoever, because that will be the beginning of a fire incident.
Each and everyone needs to be cautious and vigilant, because prevention, they say, is better than cure. Anne Omeko reporting from CRTV Center.
We now take you to the South region, where the recent surge in temperatures has left Kribi inhabitants bewildered as to what actions to take to manage the heat condition. Some say the scarring temperatures have had an effect on their health and home management, but they remain resilient as they seek ways to stay hydrated and healthy. Bruno Ndonwi Fonwi tells us more.
The weather forecast indicates the town of Kwebi to be in excessive heat conditions, true to what inhabitants are experiencing these days, with the heat reaching peak strength and making it dangerously hot. The people are driving measures to stay safe.
There's so much heat in Kwebi these days. We are trying our best, but it's not working. We don't have light. There's no way that we can use our fans. At home, it's the same thing. You bathe as many times as you can. You cook your food. You cannot even eat the next day. You get bad. Then we have these heat rashes. That is the same. Our children, even my husband have it.
And the heat is too much. We sleep by fan. We survive by fan now. There's heat too much. So, yeah, we go to the beach and carry fresh air.
As the climate warms and the threat of extreme heat spreads, medical experts advise on what measures to take to stay healthy. Dr. Johnny Marcel is general practitioner at the Kwebi District Hospital.
Rehydrate our body, because when we have this high temperature, we have dehydration. So you are supposed to drink 3 or 4 liters of water each day. It's the same quantity of water to child, because the child during the day are active, they are running, they are playing, so they are losing water. So you are supposed to complete it.
Rene Babela, station manager of the Kwebi Meteorological Station, justifies the rise in temperature to climate change and the increase in the emission of greenhouse gases. The population is advised to avoid the outdoors and take to expert instructions as they wait for more chilled days. Bruno Ndonwi Fonwi, CRTV, Kwebi.
Over in the far north region, persons with disabilities, especially those who are visually impaired, find it difficult to find people who can help them use the Braille. They also struggle to use information and communication technology because of lack of support to install applications adapted to their challenges. Their worry has now been looked into following the training of trainers in the far north region, as you tell us. Henry Tato Ekambi.
Double tap to open. Use three. Tap age.
That sound is from a phone, and it's a demonstration of a technology that enables visually impaired individuals to hear everything we see on our phones. This is just one of the many solutions showcased to participants at a three-day training aimed at assisting those with sight problems organized by the Association for the Promotion and Integration of Persons with Disabilities, APIPDA. Joy Ngama is the coordinator of APIPDA.
We teach them how to write and read Braille. Most teachers are not inclusive. They don't know how to help these children. So you can teach your child at home, you can teach a neighbor, you can teach somebody how to read and write Braille. You can be a Braille teacher. You can take a normal telephone, you download the application that can already be used by a person with disability to help your child, to help your neighbor, to help somebody who is in need. Because persons living with visual impairment do not only interact among themselves, they interact with members of the society and with everybody. So how will they cope if persons without disabilities are not involved? So we also tell them the possibility that we can train them to be inclusive, the accessibility that we have to materials of being inclusive. So that is what we have organized this seminar.
The participants were thrilled to have learned a great deal, which will enable them to provide effective assistance to those who are blind or visually impaired. Abubakar Abacha, participant.
We have learned visual impaired alphabet. They taught us talk back. We can't leave the people with disability back. We have to put them in technological aspect.
Those who took part in the training are expected to judiciously apply the knowledge acquired to aid individuals with sight disabilities. Marwa Henry Dadwigambi, CLTV.
You are listening to the regional news. We now take you to the West region, where most parents in Bafoussam have asserted that cartoons, commonly known as Teng Teng, are important learning tools for children. They, however, say despite the important role the visuals play, care must be taken so that children always watch just what is right. Marius Bangfega tells us more.
Parents in Bafoussam have affirmed that cartoons simplify complex subjects, making learning fun and interesting for their children.
Children gain language because those things always use good language to make children to learn different colors.
Madame Gom Cordelia, when they see that cartoon, that their program Teng Teng, they are so anxious because they want to learn. At times they want to put themselves like they are the cartoon. They want to behave like them. Oh, cartoon is just like a game that children love. And you know, children like socialization. Anything that children will participate, they love it. And it is another way for children to socialize, to play with one another, to interact with one another. The moment when they see that cartoon, that their program Teng Teng, they are so anxious because they want to learn. At times they want to put themselves.
They, however, take measures to regulate their exposure.
Children can even learn this pornographic type of things from those cartoons. Because when I came back one afternoon, my son was really concentrated watching the thing. So I just suspended television for this second term, even third term, until the school year is out.
The only thing that I don't like is their physical appearance.
I do follow up my children because when during school hours, all of us are in school. Back home, all of us are together. So the moment I'm cooking in the kitchen, I make sure that I throw eyes on what they are watching. So we do follow them up because there are some of these programs that are not even good for our kids.
Cartoons, popularly known as Teng Teng, are commonly used to convey complex ideas, comment on social issues, or simply make people laugh. Marius Banfega, reporting for the regional news in Bafoussam.
Anantu culture, traditional ceremonies in the Mayo Luti division are often animated by unique traditional dance referred to by the people of Gida as the Goma dance. This ethnic group, who have settled in the town of Gida, north of Cameroon, consider the Goma dance as a traditional heritage to be preserved. Mercy Ashu Nyabeyo tells us more.
The story and migration of the Gida tribe in the north of Cameroon dates as far back as 1884, when the Gidas arrived Gida in the Mayo Luti from Sudan. Tumba Enok, a native of the Gidas who lives in Garowa, recounts that today the Guma dance is unique and symbolic. It plays a significant role at traditional ceremonies. The Guma dance is a traditional dance that reunites the people of Gida, and the dance is summoned by the traditional chief. And when you have traditional rites, during the birth of twins and when authorities request, we can also dance the Guma dance. In a chat with Tumba Enok, he delves into the fabrication of the traditional drums that produce the melody of the Guma dance, in which young boys and girls with exposed breasts are selected to perform at traditional ceremonies. The instrument is fabricated from the trunk of a tree. Depending on the quality and age of the tree, it is cut, taken to the village, and worked upon with special tools. The Guma dance can also be solicited by the Lamido or any traditional authority to display and consolidate traditional values of the people of Gida in the north region. Mercy Ashunyape, CRTV News, Garowa.
That's the package put together for the regional news today. Once again, a recap of our major stories. The nutritive and therapeutic values of vegetables send many to the markets in the north region at this point in time, thus causing the traders to experience a boom. The choice of cartoons for children remain a major preoccupation to a good number of parents in the West region in a bid to ensure the proper upbringing of their offspring. In the meantime, the plight of persons with disabilities in the far north region is gradually being taken care of following the training of trainers in the domain. The regional news was presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. Oh,